Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Marriage and More podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up? Welcome to Marriage and More, where normally your hosts are Sterling and Soretta Smith, but today I am flying solo, you guys. Sterling sends his love. We are kind of in different states, and so I'm flying solo today, but that's okay. He is truly here in spirit. I pray that you all have had an amazing, amazing week. Father's Day, Juneteenth. Same day. I hope everybody took care of the dads, the fathers out there. Again, Sterling and I were separated, but I did something really cute. I had his cards and stuff together, and I put it in my drawer, and I called him Father's Day morning and said, hey, go here, look in here. And so he was really, really surprised and happy, even though we were separated. And the boys took care of him. I'm taking them out to eat and everything. And then it was Juneteenth. And so there was celebrations all over. I'm in Orlando. For those of you that don't know, I am a union activist. So, well, what is the union? Well, if you Google unions, if you research unions, if you study about unions, then you'll know that unions were and are the backbone of labor, of the workforce, ensuring that people have fair wages, good working conditions, that people have contracts and the right to negotiate things in their workplace. It's because of unions that you have a 40-hour work week. Yes, some people work more than that, but you should get paid overtime. It's because of unions that you get paid overtime. It's because of unions that you have vacation time, sick leave, pensions, retirement plans, 401s, whatever you want to call it. It's because of unions. It's because of unions that child labor ended. I mean, unions have done so much in making sure that in terms of the workforce, we are treated with dignity and respect, the dignity and respect that we as workers deserve. And so I am a part of a federal government union, and we are here in Orlando at our 42nd annual convention. And it is a time where we gather from all across the United States of America, and we elect national officers, which I am running for a national office. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We elect our national officers. We attend to the business of our federation, our union. We do that every 3 years. And so we are here in Orlando. It's been great. We haven't been able to have meetings and things of that nature for, you know, since COVID happened. So it's really good to see folks that I haven't seen in a long time. So, and if you follow me on Facebook or any social media platforms, you see that I do a lot of things as it relates to labor rights, civil rights, and human rights, because I believe that labor rights and civil rights and human rights are connected and tied together. Because if you understand anything, a lot of times the human rights piece of it deals with labor. You know, people want to work people for free, or they want to work them for much of nothing. And then the working conditions oftentimes that they find themselves in are just atrocious. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing here. That's why Sterling and I are not tag teaming this week. Well, we will be back on it next week. So Father's Day, Juneteenth. And those Warriors won the NBA championship. I'll say it. Congratulations to them. Steph Curry is still not the GOAT. He will never be the GOAT, okay? Let's just stop it. Let's just stop it. I'm tired of hearing people saying Steph's the GOAT. He's not the GOAT. I will give you that. He is the greatest three-point shooter of all times. You know, I don't think we'll ever see another one. He's a phenom, just like LeBron. You know, he's a phenom. We're not going to see another LeBron in this era, right? He plays all positions. He's on his way to being the highest scorer in the history of the NBA. So, yeah, congratulations to the Warriors. I really wanted the Boston Celtics to win. I wanted to see Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, and some of those guys that I thought were really deserving of a ring get a ring. But it is what it is. And so now we're off to get ready for football season and basketball season all over again. So enough about sports. What are we going to talk about tonight? Well, before I do that, I want to give you our disclaimer. I am not a licensed practitioner, a licensed therapist, or clinician. Ms. Sterling and I tell you, we've been married for 28 years. We've been together for 30 years. And we're sharing a lot of our life experiences, things that we that worked for us, that helped us survive this thing called marriage, because it's a journey. And it takes both parties being willing to work and do their part. And so, yeah, that's kind of what we come on here and share and talk about and pick different topics and subjects. And we try to keep it fun and live. And we're going to be doing some things different in the next season. So look forward to that. But today, I'm going to be talking, and what I want to talk about is not giving up on your dreams, pursuing your dreams. What made me want to talk about this today was exactly what I'm doing here. I'm in Orlando. I'm running for this national position. And people say to me, you know what, Serena? Oh, my God. You know, like, you're always doing something. Like, you're just, you know, one person said, you can't run for everything. You know, you can't have all the seats. You're always doing something. You know, well, when are you ever going to stop? And so what I want to say to all those folks, and if you're someone and, you know, you're like me, you are, you know, ambitious and a high achiever, you know, don't apologize for that. Don't apologize for being who you are, who God created you to be. Even when I try not to engage and not to get involved and to just be, you know, unengaged and uninvolved and unbothered and not caring about what's going on, I find no joy in that. I find no pleasure in that. Yes, we need vacation. We need a rest. We need to have a balance between work and life and activism. But I find no pleasure in just doing absolutely nothing. That's not how God built me. That's not his thoughts and plans for me. That's not his purpose. That's not my destiny. And so, you know, people say that to me, you know, you can't run for everything. Why can't I? You know, if this is what God has for me, if this is what God is telling me, then why not? So I remember when I ran for state senate and I didn't win, and people were like, see, you ran and you didn't win. You know, it's not always about winning. I tell people, and that there's a quote that I like. It says, just because you fail once doesn't mean you're going to fail at everything. I want to read that quote again to you again. It says, just because you fail once, it doesn't mean you're going to fail at everything. And so I wasn't successful in winning the state senate seat, but I tell people I won so much more. I gained so much more. The experience that I gained running a campaign, knowing the ins and outs of what it takes to run a campaign, both in terms of having people, physical bodies to be a part of the team to help carry out the work of running the campaign, finance-wise, learning how to complete forms and paperwork that's required by the state, just being able to map out my district and get out and planning and people skills, how to dealing with difficult people, loving people in spite of, whether they supported you or not, whether they had good things or bad things to say about you or not. And then just all of the wonderful people that I met, the hope that I saw in people's eyes as I visited their communities where no one had ever visited before, where they felt, you know, disenfranchised and that no one had, they were forgotten about. And so to me, it was, yes, did I want to win that state seat? Absolutely. Did I think I was going to win? Absolutely. Was I disappointed when I did win? Absolutely. But I wasn't disappointed to the point where I said, I failed and that's it. I'm just going to lay here. I'm not going to get back up. I'm just going to lie down and cry and moan and groan and mope. And I mean, what does that accomplish and who does it help? Because if it was about the people from the beginning, then I find another way to get up and keep helping and serving the people. All right. There's always other doors. God will open other doors. God will, if it's truly his thoughts and his plans to for you to serve and to help people, whatever it is he's calling you to. And so I love this quote here. It says, through perseverance, many people win success out of what seemed destined to be certain failure. I'm going to read that again by Benjamin Disraeli. He said, through perseverance, many people win success out of what seemed destined to be certain failure. And so it's a revelation of a difference. It's how do you look at it? Because you can always, or you should always be able to find something positive out of the situation, something that you can take and hold on to, nuggets that you can tuck away and hold on to help you in the next endeavor, the next season, the next, whatever the next is, in the next, all right? And so I want to read another quote. It says, it's not enough to just dream of your ideas. You've got to take action to bring about their creation. It's not enough to just dream of your ideas. You've got to take action to bring about their creation. And I know I'm talking to some dreamers today. I know I'm talking to some folks today that have ideas, but you are allowing fear of failure to hold you back and to keep you from taking that action to bring about the creation of the ideas that you have. And I want to encourage you today that you may not succeed. But then again, it's a revelation of a difference. What someone else's version of success looks like may not be what your version of success looks like. You know, the mere fact that you step out and you attempt to take action to bring about the creation of that thing that you're dreaming about, you are a success story. Because there are some people who are just sitting there thinking and they're thinking and they're thinking and they're never going to take action. And so if you're the one of the ones that takes action, that's a success. I told someone, I said, listen, every gift, because the Bible tells us that every man, that God gives every man at least one gift. And there are many people that have more than one gift. So you have to study the scriptures to understand about the gifts that God has that he gives. But at least every person has been given a gift by God. And we all have talents and skills and abilities. And so I told someone, I said, listen, everything that God has put into me, because it all comes from God. Don't get so high and mighty that you think you're great. You know, you're this great business person because of you, you know, because of what you've done, or you're this successful, entertainment star, or whatever it is that you're great at and that's producing fruit in your life and that's causing you to live a good life and be able to have the things that you desire and to do some of the things it is that you desire. It all comes from God. And I said that, you know, when I leave this earth, I don't want to leave with anything inside of me that God put in me to give to the earth. That's the other thing. Our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities, they're not for us. They're for us to give to this world to help other people to be successful. Come on here. And we reap fruit in the terms of financial blessings from that, being able to, you know, have a home, put food on the table, clothes on the back, roof over the head. Yeah, we reap from our gifts and talents and what and how we serve others. That's a part of it. But they're not solely for you to hoard up for you. They're for you to help other people. And so I want to use everything that he's given me, this podcast platform, the ability to be able to come and to share and to pour out and to give, you know, to help other people who may be, who can identify with whatever it is that we're talking about. And it's a help to them. It's a blessing to them. But I want to make sure that I empty out, that I pour out, that I leave everything that he put in me, that everything that I was supposed to do, because I don't want to get to heaven and find out, yeah, remember when you were thinking about doing that? And then you know, you let fear, or you let what people thought talk you out of doing it. Well, listen, look what would have happened if you would have done that. Look at the lives you would have touched. Look at the place. Look at everything that would have happened if you had stepped out in faith and moved forward with your dream, moved forward with what it is that you had an idea about. And so I want to make sure that I leave nothing. What do they say? I left it all on the stage. I want to leave it all on this stage called life, all on this journey called life. I want to leave it all here because when I get to heaven, when I get to glory, hey, I won't need any of it there. And so I wanted to come on and encourage you today. If that's you, don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the haters because they don't want to see you succeed. Can I tell you a story about WD-40? And I think everybody knows the product WD-40. If you don't know what WD-40 is, if you're listening and you know you're in another country and you may not know what WD-40 is, it's a product that we sell here in America. And if you have a door, a car door, a door in your house, a drawer, or something that has a hinge or something, and if it begins to stick and become squeaky, we have this product that you can spray on it. It's called WD-40, and it helps to lubricate the area that's hinged or rusted, that's causing the squeaking or that's causing the door or whatever it is to not open and close the way that it was designed to. And because of wear and tear, rust or whatever. And when you spray this liquid on there, it greases it up, the hinge, the joint, the socket or whatever it is. And it makes it smooth again. The transition of opening, closing or moving back and forth smooth again. And so the gentleman that owned, that have the copyrights to or the trademark to this product, the reason why it's called WD-40 is because on the 40th try, 39 times they had pitched their product. They had pitched this product and 39 times they were rejected. They had this dream about this product and they stepped out to make their product a reality. Faith without works is dead. Remember that. It's not enough to just have the dream. It's not enough to just have the faith. You got to put some work behind it. And they pitched this product 39 times. And 39 times a door was closed in their face. And they were told no. But on that 40th time, just imagine if they had just said, you know what? I'm done. This is not going to work. This was a mistake. This wasn't meant to be. But they believed in their dream. They believed in their product. They believed in themselves. You got to believe in you. You got to believe in your dream. You got to believe in your product. You got to believe in whatever it is that you're trying to do and you're trying to accomplish. And so on the 40th time, they got a yes. And that's how the product got its name, WD-40. And so just because the first time you try, and if you're not in the eyes of everyone else as a success, the fact that you tried makes you successful. And try again, keep trying. If you know that this thing, this dream, this vision that you have, don't give up on it. Keep going, keep trying, all right? I like this quote. It says, the scary dreams are the ones you know are worth chasing. The scary dreams are the ones you know are worth chasing. And, you know, it's kind of like when God tells me to do something, and sometimes I go, oh, my God, how am I going to do that? I don't know how to do that. I don't have an inkling about how to do that. Those are the scary dreams. And those are the ones that I know are worth chasing, because if it's outside of me, if it's outside of what I can think and imagine, because he says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of the mind of man, the things that I have prepared and stored for you. So if it's outside of what I can think and imagine, then number one, I'm pretty sure it's God. And if God is the one giving it to me, because according to Jeremiah 29 and 11, he says, I know the thoughts and plans that I have towards you. God already knows the dreams, the thoughts, the plans that he has purposed for your life and my life. He says he already knows what they are. And so if God is the one here telling me, giving me this, dropping this in my spirit to pursue and to undertake, then I know that it's going to be a success, because he makes provision for his vision. It's his vision. It's his plan for me. It's his thought for me. And so he's going to provide for himself. God's going to provide for himself. We're the vessels that he uses. We're the vehicles that he uses here in the earth realm. And he's going to provide for himself. So never have to worry about the provision. And sometimes, because we can't figure it out and we can't see it, that's the part that stops us, because we can't imagine that something like that could happen for me. You know, something like I could do something like that. Little old me, I could accomplish. Look, stop selling yourself out. You know what? Stop selling yourself out. Stop short selling yourself. I hope I said that in the right way. Because if God is the one that's giving it to you, then he's going to provide for himself. I love this quote. It says, never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass away. Some people have these dreams and they go, oh my God, but it's going to take forever. Look at lawyers. I think they spend 8 years worth of college, right? It takes about 8 years, depending on what type of specialized practice you want to go into, right? And so if people looked at the time, doctors, my nephew, my godson, he was a doctor, and I watched him graduate from high school, go to college and finished 4 years of college. Then I watched him go to Jamaica and Montego Bay University, the medical school, and come back and do all these residencies. I mean, if he said, wow, look at all the time it's going to take. I can't do this. It's going to take up too much time. Well, time is going to, whether you do it or not, you still in time. You still moving day to day, hour to hour, week to week in time. So you may as well be doing something while you're still here in time. So don't give up on your dream just because of the time that it's going to take to accomplish, because the time is going to pass away. Time is going to move. What are you going to be doing while time is moving? Are you going to be chasing your dreams, fulfilling the desires of your heart? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. And so I'm here in Orlando. I'm running for this office. I was here in Orlando 7 years ago, and I said that I was going to run for this office 7 years ago. And I didn't know exactly when it was going to be, but it just happens to be that it ended up being 7 years, almost to the day, that I'm back in the very place where I said, this is what I'm going to do. Again, it may take some time, but don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on the desires of your heart. It's so fulfilling and rewarding today when I stood on that stage and gave a speech to thousands of people and stood in my truth and stood in my purpose. And so I want to encourage you today. Chase your dreams. Chase your dreams. Chase your dreams. Don't let anybody or anything talk you out of chasing your dreams, fulfilling your purpose and your destiny. Lip, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please share this show. You know you can follow us on BashaniRadio.com. You can download the Bashani Radio app. And until next week, I want to just leave you with our marriage mantra, even though my boo and my bud and my bae is not here to do it with me. I kind of feel strange without him not being here. But the more you put in your marriage, the more you're going to get out of your marriage. Stay tuned for some information about how you can follow us on social media. Until next week, you guys be blessed. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.